RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru on 95.7.
And they're going to dribble it out. Warriors get a much needed win. Michael Porter Jr. takes a shot at the buzzer, missed it, and the ball game's over. Draymond Green gets a hug, congratulates the young rookie, Yegor Dielman, for a nice night. Juan Howard comes up with some hugs, and not many handshakes and hugs between these two teams. Just a couple of guys coming out for Brooklyn, and a nice send-off for Chris DeMarco.
Tim Roy on the call. The Warriors won last night.
Yeah, the great
120 to 107, in case you couldn't tell.
The great Tim Roy.
Beat the Nets. Back over 500.
4-5.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's almost a laugh.
Well, because it makes it sound like they're playing well.
Stoddy stopped. They won a game.
They won a game.
And the bench showed up, too.
They did.
58 points from the bench. TJD, my guy. He's tall. Put him in.
Now he's your guy?
You cussed me out when I said you play him more.
Well, you say play everybody more. Post has to play more.
Speaking of which, real quick, Sonny, remember that...
I don't like where this is going early.
That it was fake, but we allowed it here at the station, Evan and I, and others, Dibs, Willard, Butch, and us, but Donnie, you having a good year? I haven't heard that this year, so I'll tell you about yourself before I get out of here today. But how you doing?
Why would you start a show like that?
I just like it. After what you said about my outfit, I got a...
What outfit?
Yesterday when you said I was Santa.
That's a day
ago. People said they wanted me to fight back. I said I was a one-hitter quitter. But anyway, good morning, man.
No, the Warriors get a win last night. Much needed. They finish on a 10-1 run. To me, one of the biggest shots of the game, believe it or not, was with 7 minutes to go. Pods makes a three.
Yeah.
They had cut it to three with 7 minutes left, and Pods came back and knocked down a three to put it to six, and they didn't get it within four after that. Closing lineup, kind of interesting. Curry, Melton, Will Richard, Butler, and Green. Interesting. And Draymond Green under 25 minutes. We're getting there. Well, we're getting there.
You know why that's not a big deal to me, Steiny, is because it was the night before or the day before. Yeah. But I will say this. Did you see Post not in the starting lineup the second half?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little adjustment.
I mean, the bottom line, though, is Steve Kerr played 13 guys.
Yeah.
And 12 of them played more than 10 minutes. Post was the only guy who didn't play more than 10 minutes. And to me, that's an indication that Steve Kerr's trying to tell these guys, I'm going to give you, or at least last night, on a back-to-back, that I'm going to give you shorter stretches, and I'm going to need you to play harder during those stretches, and maybe that's what happened last night.
What do you say if you're Moody's best friend or parent? I mean, he starts the game 12 minutes on the whole night.
You tell him to make a shot.
Yeah, and him putting the ball on the floor, you could just see how hesitant he is to do it these days. But 4 or 5, I know you're not keen on the deadline. I am, because that's going to give us some clarity. But regardless, if you think, you know, like you do, you're not going to get nothing for Kuminga, I just want some closure, because I can't take just watching him just be a zero every game. But it may realistically be that way up into the deadline. I don't get it. I won't start the show with that. But that's something I'm definitely watching, and I can't wait till the 15th has come and gone, because then we know this team, what it's going to look like in totality, right?
We should, but, you know, they can make a move on January 15th and then maybe make another one at the deadline. Remember that Kuminga can't be traded until the 15th. I got to tell you, I'm kind of convinced something happened.
Give it to me.
I don't know what it is.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Blow up?
Something's going on.
Mm.
Like, maybe they've agreed not to play him.
Okay.
Or Or maybe they're just told him he's not in the rotation right now, which I guess they have. But I think something more is going on, and there has to be more going on.
Did you get the I hate I'm doing this, but this is the world we live in. I sent you a video from one of my followers on IG, and it was the IG account or Twitter account of Jimmy Butler's supposedly best friend. So they put it in my thing, and I went and looked at his timeline, and in the Toronto game, the supposed best friend of Jimmy Butler is saying, how do you have a $25 million athletic stud in, I'm paraphrasing, and Kuminga on the bench, but you can't get a rebound? Comical. And I'm just thinking about all the time and effort Jimmy Butler put in that we heard where he was trying to mentor Kuminga. And, you know, the reason I thought of that is you said something may be going on behind closed doors. But the bottom line is he's not getting on the floor. They're not good enough for him not to get on the floor. So you could be totally right, man.
Well, I wouldn't say that. The guy hasn't made an impact, but for the first few games. Mm. And let's be honest, you look at a game like last night, why'd the Warriors win? Because their bench.
Oh, you're right.
And it didn't include Kuminga. Yeah. And their bench was absolutely terrific.
Score more points.
So, nevertheless.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I just think something's going on. They have an understanding, an agreement. They're not going to embarrass the kid by putting him out there in garbage time. I don't think he's going to do that. He's not going to put him out there for 3-4 minutes at a time.
So how big of a deal is this to you, though?
Not much, believe it or not.
Seriously?
No.
And the possible return if you move him? Because what if you don't? Have you even gave that any... Like, what if they don't? That's why I said it would be from the optics of a Warrior, diehard Warrior fan, I think that would be a total colossal failure to still have the rat on the table. you know, in your locker room and a part of your team, and it's like the circus keeps going. Well, I thought this was the spot or the stop where we get off that circus bus.
No, they can't get off it. The minute they signed him, they knew they were stuck with him until the 15th. Now, this is where we get into the, I think the Warriors probably thought, it'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Right.
Well, he's not. And they're not. And, like,
your spidey senses are going off, though, when you say you think something happened. That, you know what I mean?
He doesn't want to play here. And yeah. I think it's obvious. Like, I just don't think he can convince himself. Like, I think the whole team knows he's checked out, probably, and they understand it. But what I'm getting, like, what's most interesting to me is that the Warriors put themselves in this position and knowingly have been doing it for years now. And you know what? I'm assuming he's going to get traded after mid-January.
Would think.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Apollo Crews is in the chat saying, you knew this in the summer.
Exactly. Exactly. And the funny thing is like people, you know, I said, okay, so you pay him and you bring him back. How's he going to play? Where's he playing? What? They still have Butler. They still have Green. Where's he going to play? Oh, Kerr's going to make a commitment. Okay, Kerr says he makes a commitment. Did he? I don't know how much of a commitment it was.
Did you hear Kerr after the game? He brought Kuminga up.
Yeah.
It's tough because he's not really a short minute player. You know, I played a bunch of guys 8-10 minutes. JK's a guy who needs rhythm. He's not like a Guy who's going to come in or Pat and just fly around and, you know, play with great energy for 4 minutes and come out. He needs some rhythm. So he always has to stay ready, and there's a pathway there. But, you know, right now it's not there, but things change quickly in the NBA.
Now, wow. I'm, you know, I like okay. Steve Kerr.
And so
but
lie,
this
man.
Is this is so old. It's all just gotten so old.
It's something
old.
New every day.
Yeah.
And it's a basketball coach.
Well, it's all a way of saying he's not. I don't think he's good enough to get on the court more.
Wow.
So he can't play short minutes, and he can't play long minutes because he's never in the game long enough. So, you know, hopefully the thing with Kuminga is coming to an end for everybody's sake. And hopefully it'll be done in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But the Warriors, they're 17-16 now, and they play Charlotte, and then
we're off tomorrow, preempted.
Yeah.
Early game.
So after tomorrow, the Warriors have 10 of 11 at Chase Center. I mean, if they can't do some damage in the next 2 or 3 weeks, then I think.
Now, can you give me, we could do it on the other side, those foes. I know OKC's on the docket.
Yeah, I'll give them to you. I'll give them to you on the other side.
And I would love Michael Porter Jr.
So you want the Nets' best player. You want the Nets' best player.
He wasn't Denver's best player, and people, you know, were looking at him like he was mincemeat.
He wanted for Kuminga.
Right. No, in my mind, forget the price. That's the type of player we are starving for, man. That's all. Dude can ball, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get a win last night in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's in the house.
Much needed win. I don't know how impressive it was, but
no, you got it done.
That doesn't matter. They're 17-16 as they close out the year. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Surfside. The Warriors, they're back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice cold Surfside, only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner, the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21, and please drink responsibly.
Go back to our keys to the game. You got to be a goldfish. Curry comes out, he's open. He has a look for three straight on. He's got it! He's now 21st all time on the NBA scoring list. He has passed the great KG, Kevin Garnett. And he's given the Warriors a 6-point lead.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Congrats, Steph.
26,071 points.
So he passed Kevin Garnett, a defensive specialist.
Anything's possible.
I haven't looked at the numbers, but how he's probably going to go up to the top 10, I would think, at some point.
Might get higher.
Well, LeBron's still playing.
Is he? You've been watching lately.
He said he's kicking Father Time's ass.
Well, he was. He's catching up.
Okay. Warriors, They won last night. They beat the Nets 120 to 107.
Yeah.
Let me tell you who stuck out to me last night. And then it got me to thinking about other guys. You know, I thought played really hard and pretty well last night, Buddy Hield. I don't know how many minutes he got.
But he's having a terrible year.
My point is that Buddy Hield has been in this league 12 or 13 years.
Yeah.
He had a 199-game consecutive streak going. He plays in virtually every game. And he was a victim of Steve Kerr taking him out of the rotation.
Mm.
And then he got called again. And there was absolutely no doubt that Buddy Hield was playing extremely hard last night. He got a couple twos to go down. He was 3 for 5, played very good defense. And I'm just thinking, why can't they all do that? Buddy Hield's been in the league 12 years now. So, you know, it's funny. Everybody said, I like Buddy Hield. I'm starting to really understand why. And it's not just because he's a funny guy. Like, he's a professional basketball player who responded to a coach taking him out of the rotation, even though he's been in this league forever.
Yeah, and he only got 11 minutes.
Exactly, but he helped. He chipped in those 11 minutes. The closing lineup of Curry, Melton, Richard, Butler, and Green's an interesting one. What'd you think of that? Melton obviously was terrific last night. A lot of intangibles.
Yeah, it was Brooklyn. And I know they've been playing great, and they started, what, 4 dudes over 6'8", and the last 7 to 10 games had top defensive rating. So I'm not going to poo-poo it, but, Stani, I'm looking at it, the 4 or 5 and who they've played, but you can't be greedy. So if you ask me about the finishing lineup, I'm still stuck on Sunday, and I apologize. And that was a great win yesterday, but I'll wake up when they do it against better teams. But you got me thinking about Buddy Hield, and he's a consummate pro. I give him that. But Stani, he's a dude, a shooter, who, you know, when's he going to get out of his funk? And he missed both his threes yesterday. But like you said, he was 3 from 5 for the field. You know, when will he get those 20 minutes, or has that ship, left the dock?
My feeling is Buddy Hield has a strength of shooting the basketball, obviously. That's what he's on teams for. He's going to go through stretches where he doesn't shoot well, like all three-point shooters. My point about last night is he didn't make any threes, and he was a positive on the floor. And the Golden State Warriors, they're players who have strengths. They can't stray from those strengths. It's like when Hield doesn't score, chances are he's not really going to help you. Well, he did last night a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought DeAnthony Melton was my favorite.
Exactly.
Others. And
how many did Melton have last night?
He was plus 26, but he scored 10
exactly.
In 24 minutes, but he was 4-6 from the field. And Stani's just natural watching him create and go to the rack and try to get others involved. So hopefully this minute restriction, when it's lifted and he can stay healthy, maybe he'll be a starter.
We'll find that out. I thought Pods did well. I thought the bench was really good. Yeah. This is what Steve Kerr had to say about why the bench played so much.
Yeah, with the back-to-back, we knew we were going to play a lot of people, which we did. I think we had 12 guys play, 10 minutes or more. And we were going to play a lot of zone, which we did early in the game. And they scored almost every time, so we abandoned that. But we were doing everything we could to try to protect our starters' legs after the overtime game last night. This is also the second game of a 5-7 stretch. So, it was great. That group came in and really got the game right. And from there, it was really fun to watch everybody contribute.
All right. Almost everybody.
Oh, well, yeah.
Almost everybody.
Well, if you want to get greedy, you got Charlotte tomorrow. So we think we should be able to take care of business. Then we're back 2 over. And that's just how I'm looking at it right now, partner, just game by game, right?
Yeah.
Stack them, smoke them if you got them, stack them if you got them.
So, the one thing that is hit me the last 2 games, and you might say, well, it should have hit you before.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
But we've heard it come out of Dunleavy's mouth and Kerr's mouth, and I don't know whether they're setting low expectations or they believe it, but they talk about how they feel like this team's got what it takes to, I don't know, be successful, let's call it. I don't know how they're measuring success. I don't think it's a title. Maybe it's making the playoffs and competing. But I watched the first quarter of that game, too, yesterday, and
they were down, too.
I don't think they do have enough here.
Now, that's interesting. Go ahead. You can elaborate. I'm cutting you off.
I just don't, like, they...
What are you looking
they were,
for?
In the first 8 minutes last night, they were, again, overwhelmed by athleticism and by a young team.
I got now, worried.
That young team obviously has trouble playing with consistency all night. But what I saw Sunday and what I saw yesterday, this team really struggles when the other team turns up their defense, especially if the other team's got length and athleticism, which most teams do.
I'm with you. And if you listen to the great Kalina and Fitz, they even – Kalina, if I'm correct, Steiny, brought up Toronto. He felt like it was an extension of what they were doing. And I saw what you're talking about. But as far as – what do I want to do? Go Tim Kawakami. As far as my standards are about for this team, I can't let go of last year, but it's becoming abundantly clear every game that goes by, I don't have the wherewithal, the mechanism, or the intel to know why this team is not the team after the trade when Jimmy came. So when I hear Mike D and Steve Kerr, Steiny, who I don't think are having the greatest years, that's just me giving you that without you asking. I do wonder, okay, maybe they're looking at it like through the prism I'm looking at it, but a lot of it has to do with last year. So I don't know. And now with Kuminga just being a net zero, you know, Melton's, you know, healthy. I'm begging right now. I love what I saw from Horford, who, you know, I hadn't been mad about him playing because he hadn't played. So I'm watching the Christmas game like, okay, I might be able to get it, you know. So I don't know what to believe, but at this point, barn or not knowing if a trade's going to pop off, you almost got to believe that, right?
Believe.
That for me, I hear what you're saying. You're skeptical that this team could tap into what made them go 25-8 or 23-8 last year.
I am. I'm skeptical of that. I am skeptical of that. I don't know if they have a 23-8 stretch in them this year.
Where was the manipulation of the ball pressure last year? Why wasn't that abundantly clear to me and Warrior fans like it's standing out now? Like if you throw age at me and athleticism and lack of size, those are killers when it comes to basketball. Like those are on display when the Warriors play against good teams.
Yeah. I mean,
not 48 minutes, but Steiny, that first quarter, I go, oh my God, Brooklyn just, you could see it. But they won the game.
Yeah, but their ball handling is not the best, and they're turning the ball over now. And it's become kind of – it's part of who they are. It's always been part of who they are, but there have been reasons for that. They throw more passes than any other team. They have more assists than any other team, at least back in their heyday. That's not even close to the case anymore with these turnovers. And I don't think I think you can limit turnovers, but I think they're always going to be an issue for the Warriors this year because, you know, one of the things that happens is, yeah, the Warriors get Jimmy Butler and they look like a different team last year and they play 30 games and they're 23-8 and they go into the playoffs and they beat Houston and then they lose to Minnesota. They come back this year and it's like a whole new year. And guess what? Teams are figuring them out. And teams have figured out that, like, Draymond doesn't want to shoot the ball. Teams have figured out that as great as Steph Curry is, you know, if you hound him, you have a better chance now than ever before of, you know, having him have a subpar game, which is normal for guys getting up there. We've got Jimmy Butler, who we all know tends to float. And they're, I just think you look at this roster, and if you look at Steph Curry and say, okay, he's the point guard. Well, he's not. He turns the ball over under pressure. Right. Okay, so who's their two guard? Melton. All right. I got to see Melton more to talk about how much he turns the ball over. But Draymond certainly turns it over a boatload. So I think they got to live with this. They just got to try to limit them to 16 a game.
This is what
15 or 16.
And I hear you. But this is what's shocking me about the Warriors. And I'll use last night as an example. They play 13 guys. Stani, never in a million years would I think this team would be third in defensive rating. I got to give kudos to the Warriors, the players, lack of size and all. They fight. They fight. It's not an effort issue with the Dubs. So as much as I get fixated, and a lot of people with our lack of size, we are playing hellified defense. Not the best, but for our size, these dudes are the tenacity is on 1,000. I never thought the problem would be offensively, and that's what's shocking to me. And you talk about the turnovers and Steph's best day, he turned it over. But they were so good they could overcome it. So now I look at this team and Stani, I know you're gonna be like, come on, Goo, but I'm more concerned about the offense than the defense.
Well, I mean,
they're fighting on D.
They're not the third best defensive team in the league. And you know, I heard that last night too.
It was
and that's part of the problem. If you really think that's the third best defensive team, the Warriors, so when you're getting overwhelmed on the interior and they're getting layups, just because it doesn't happen like at a super fast rate, you're good defensively.
And I got to give you this, though.
I don't buy that.
They're second worst in the league on turnovers getting converted into points.
Yeah, I mean,
so isn't there defense on the turnover? But you could skin a cat or cook the books. But when I heard that and I watched these guys out here fighting, started like, it's not a defensive issue.
Well, I don't.
Because Toronto used their pressure.
So in other words, you think their defense is fine? In other words,
it's better than their. I think it's further along than their offense.
See, I just look at the whole team, and their defense can be good, but it's not consistent. Mm. I mean, how they gave up 140 to Toronto?
Right. But a lot of that was given to Toronto by your offense being inept in regard to handling the pressure.
So what good's having a good half-court defense if you can't keep teams in the half-court because you're sloppy? Kind of works hand in hand, and. Like, I don't look at the Warriors as we are a really good defensive team and, you know, we got to get the offense clicking. I think it all kind of intertangles and interweaves. And, one of the reasons their defense looks good is, I don't know why, but I don't think I'm looking at a top five defensive team when I'm watching the Warriors.
Yeah. The numbers are the numbers. They fight. Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this. It's phenomenal, and that's the word. The P word for Steph Curry is, I am waiting for a Scottie Barnes body frame, a Michael Porter Jr., where Kevin Durant was the last, where you can roll the ball out, and just from a DNA standpoint, have an advantage. We don't have that player, going at this guy, but I got to tell you, because this is where I'm at. Stani, I'm down at the end of the year when it comes to the Dubs, even one game over. It was an indictment when Pods led the Warriors in plus-minus, And it's no shade. It pods. But that was, if you looked at it and studied it, that was an indictment of other things going on that you didn't have at your disposal with the roster. So that's that. The Pat Spencer this year takeoff, I love Pat. But that also, too, to me, was an indictment of what this roster is devoid of, Steiny. And I'm watching Michael Porter Jr. just raise up. I'm watching Scottie Barnes. I'm watching R.J. Barrett. And damn it, I just want the Warriors to get guys like that that are already just a mismatch when the ball is tipped.
How?
I thought we had one with Kuminga. But, you know, you're asking how. I don't get paid for that. But I'm telling you, it's so taken away from my pleasure watching. Like, I can't ignore the disadvantages that we're up against every night.
Come on, everybody thought Dunleavy had a good offseason. They like the roster.
Seriously, partner, do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Well, I mean, you come in here and you know.
I'm not saying Jordan.
No, you run down, like, how good they are, how small they are. But you answer all your own questions about why they're not good, but you still think that they can win 50 games, even though we've seen 33 and they've got a lot of shortcomings. You know what I mean?
Well, you mentioned it. How many at home? 10 of the next 11?
Mm-hmm.
They're 10-4 at Chase. But it ain't about where the game's played, right?
I mean, like, the...
I want to get excited about that.
It's like, when I hear people say, man, I want a Scottie Barnes or a Michael Porter Jr. Where's our guy? You don't get gifted those. You got to go get them. Mm. You got to earn them. You got to develop them.
Wow.
And the Warriors don't have those guys, and they aren't going to be able to get those guys because the players they have aren't like that.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Prev is Daniel TV, $5. Are we going to talk about the coaching stuff? Kerr needs to adapt and keep playing big with TJD, Post, and Horford. The small ball is when we lose more.
Look, I'm not telling you TJD is Lou Alcindor, but when I watch these games and we're getting out rebounded and pounded, I just think, like, can he do any worse? So I'd like to see more of him. So we'll see.
Let's go start out today with Big Smooth.
Our man.
Big Smooth's in Oakland. What's up, Big Smooth?
Man, I'm in a car wash right now. Hopefully you guys can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, perfect. Well, listen, man, Steiny, you said I'm skeptical of that. And I thought to myself, well, gee, Steiny, that's your middle name. I'm skeptical of that. Here's the thing. The Warriors right now, I see an uptick, and I'll tell you why. I think that Toronto game kind of jolted. You got to remember, Toronto is fourth in the East. They're not slouching. They're number four right now in the East, and they're trending up. So that was they had them guys handled, man. It's a minute left. The Warriors, that play was unexcusable. It's almost like one of those games where you throw the tape out. Okay, guys, come on. I don't think you need to beat them over the head with that game. Sorry, guys. I'm going through the big.
No, we can hear you. We got you. We got you.
Okay. So that was clearly. I'm going to call that a once off. I don't think we'll see that again. I'm glad it happened. Show them don't mess around at the end of the game. Finish these people up. And I think that was missing. I'm getting lackadaisical. So I'm glad that kind of happened in a weird way. Now listen, we know how long it takes for these deals to happen. We've heard. We've had many people on. That's talked about how long it takes for a deal to happen. The Warriors are moving Kuminga. Obviously, he's not even playing. They're playing everybody but him. That is, they're trying to protect the China, the good China. So it's clear that we're getting someone else. I don't know who we're getting, but I guarantee you we're getting somebody. Just like with the Jimmy thing. We didn't see that coming. Mm. We don't see this one coming, but it's coming. We, you know, I know it's frustrating. It'd be easy for talk radio if we knew who he's working on, but we don't. Listen, I trust those guys enough to know they know what's needed. They know some size, some rebounding, and they're going to parlay Kuminga into something else. Mm. We got to at least trust Big Mike Jr. for that one. We got to trust him that he's going to go out and get maybe a John Collins type, or I don't know.
I'll take him.
Maybe he's going to go get somebody who can get a few rebounds. Why would he? He's not bringing in a 6'3 guy. He's not bringing that in.
Yeah, we're done with that, right?
Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done with that. We're over. You know, we've overextended in that area. So I'm assuming if it's not a center, it's a power forward, or it's a 6'10 guy who's mobile. I mean, if you think about it, you know, that's possible. So anyway, guys, you guys have a happy New Year.
You too.
And be blessed.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Big Smooth.
Real quick, I don't know why I always say that. I feel like Smooth was in denial on that was a one-off. We've seen pressure bother this team.
Yeah, we have.
And you know, it's his prerogative, Bobby Brown, but I just, like, I love you, Smooth, but nah, this is DNA of this team. And you said it yesterday, and it hit me. I was in the caddy driving home. They made that run, Toronto did, Sunday, put that, filed it in their back pocket, like your pops always said, when you could do something, you save it, and then they used it to win the game. Not how they drew it up, but I can't ignore that, Smoothie, and say that was just a one-off.
You know, when you look at what the Warriors need on this roster, I know they got a lot of guards. What they don't need is a center. If they get a, they got to trade a center before they get a center. They have three centers.
Yeah. Well, what if TJD or one of the other two were involved in it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, the only way they need a center is if they're going to have to give one up. But I actually think they need fours and five. Like, they need five four-ish type guys who can play more of the four, because Draymond's not really cutting it there and Kuminga's not playing.
Is Post really that more than the five, Stoney? Because I love him, but I know his shooting is impacted. He made the first one of the game yesterday, but it's impacted with his growing pains of fighting down there, and he's fighting, and he's losing some battles, but I just feel like other things are on his mind affecting or impacting his shooting.
Well, I don't, like...
And he ain't, you know what I mean? Like, he's fighting. I like it. I'm not giving up on him, but it's like, man, to ask him to go bang right now... And then shoot.
Well, he's 25.
Yeah, no. Well,
I mean, he's 25 years old. He's 7 feet. If he can't do that,
he
now,
might need my diet, though. You got to put some on.
I mean, I think in terms of what they ask Post to do, it's pretty simple. They ask him to set screens, take the open three, and clog the lane. But when he's not making shots, then you see some of his limitations defensively.
Yeah.
And then when you bring Trayce Jackson-Davis in, you know, he gives you athleticism and some defense, but he's only going to finish right at the rim. He's not going to give you any stretching capability. Let's go to Devin. Devin's in an Uber.
D.
Hey, Dev.
Hey, what's good, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Happy holidays.
Back at you.
Real quick, I wanted to say that I think that the war. Let's put the rat on the table, man. Brought to you by AGCO, man.
My man.
I think that the Warriors have run out of pretty privilege. You feel me? Like, when we had KD and Steph and Clay, it was like we could do anything we wanted, right? And in the dating world, you can get whoever it is you wanted. But now we got to rely on qualities. And I'm wondering if we have what it takes. We have so many specialists. But we need versatility on the team. Mm. You know, that's what my eyes tell me. We need, like, we have a guy on the team that has great defense, can't shoot for nothing. We got a guy that can shoot, can't play D. But hopefully, man, through the draft and through free agency, we can get some guys that can do both. We need 3-and-D players. We need length. We need the athleticism. We need guys that aren't liabilities elsewhere, right? That's why there's no consistency. That's why, on, you know, one day we were good on offense, one day we're good on defense, and we can't depend on players. So we just lost that pretty privilege, man. I just wanted to see how you guys felt about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I think that goes for teams being afraid of the Warriors. I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think teams are intimidated by the Warriors.
I mean, the paint's wide open. Why would you be? But then I'm referencing the third in defensive rating.
And I'm talking mostly about their reputation. Yeah. I mean, the Warriors are a team that they can be beaten, and other teams around the league know it. Another $5 chat from Prev. We already see what Jimmy is capable of when he got space to work and the ball is more in his hands. We need another shooter and a wing. Okay, that's two separate type players.
I welcome them both.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I got some names of some guys who are said to be available. I'll go down the list. Tell me if you like them, if you don't like them. But does this team have what it takes to fix this thing on the roster already? And then we'll go over this schedule coming up because this is the time for the Warriors to make some hay. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was sponsored by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.